The U.S. Senate has been debating all week whether to extend emergency unemployment compensation for the long-term unemployed. Some 6,500 Alaskans were receiving the extended benefits before Congress let the program expire on December 28th. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski was one of six Republicans who voted with the Democratic majority to advance the bill on Tuesday, but she and other Republicans say they want changes, and the bill's passage is now uncertain. Murkowski says she has misgivings about another extension to what was intended to be emergency help for the recession.
I don't think that the plan, the desire here, is that you have a benefits program that continues indefinitely. What we want to try to do is get people to work. And so how we do that through reforms, I think, is something that we need to look at.
Murkowski joined the chorus of Republicans demanding a way to pay for the extension that won't add to the national debt. Alaska Senator Mark Begich, a Democrat, was absent for Tuesday's vote, but says he supports the extension. The original bill would fund the long-term benefits program for three more months at a cost of about $6.5 billion, although sponsors are pressing to extend it for most of the year. If it becomes law, the program would allow a jobless Alaskan up to 37 additional weeks of unemployment compensation after exhausting the standard 26-week benefit. Supporters say it would boost the economy while helping more than a million Americans pay their bills and continue their job search.